What really happened the final moments of Michael Brown's life? The Justice Department investigation makes it clear. The evidence does not support the mantra still being used by some protesters.
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Instead, the Department of Justice found that is, quote, inconsistent with the physical and forensic evidence. And in some cases, witnesses have acknowledged their initial accounts were untrue or witness accounts were not credible, including the witness closest to Brown when it happened, Brown's friend Dorian Johnson, whose words helped spark the mantra. Despite the evidence laid out by the Department of Justice that Michael Brown's hands were not up when Officer Wilson shot and killed him, the hands up, don't shoot movement lives.
The argument is that if he wasn't surrendering, then there's a justification, which is what the DOJ and the grand jury found.
To me, that's a repetitive tactic that's been used against black males when dealing with the police for the longest. You can root back to slavery with that tactic, where you have to find a way to villainize the victim.
Hands up, don't shoot!
Just today, a group of Ferguson protesters traveling to Selma still chanting the same mantra. But we did notice one difference. This time, their signs read, "We can't stop now."